oftentimes they won't out the at the very beginning make this broader allegation. But in this lawsuit, they are. And they're saying that not only in this case was there a constitutional violation, but it stands to reason that that would occur because the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office has had these other deeply concerning incidents. People will definitely remember the 2013 killing of 13-year-old Andy Lopez as he was walking down a road out just outside of or on the outskirts of Santa Rosa. Now, that case received significant attention, generated significant outrage in Sonoma County and in Santa Rosa. And there were layers of criminal investigation and internal investigations into that shooting, all of which found that Deputy Eric Gelhaus's decision to shoot was justified. And he wasn't disciplined and he wasn't criminally charged, obviously. In fact, about 3 years later, he was promoted to sergeant. In a more recent case, Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies were pursuing a car that had been reported stolen, and they didn't know who the driver was, and the car was spotted. Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies, along with some police officers, were pursuing it. It didn't pull over, and in fact, there was a fairly significant car chase. At the end of the car chase, the Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies, including Charles Blount, contacted the driver, started to speak with him. The driver's name was David Ward, and it turns out later that he was actually in his own car. He had recovered his stolen car. They start to try to drag him out of the driver's side window. And then both deputies that are struggling with him say at different points that Ward is biting at them. He's crying out in pain, and they're kind of struggling and fighting with him. At one point, you can see on the video, Charles Blount grabs Ward by the hair and smashes his head once and then again very hard against the car door's frame. And the other deputy also deploys a taser. And at that point, Ward sort of stops struggling. Other officers are able to pull him out the passenger side window, and he died a short time later. That case has languished in... that was in the later part of 2019, last year, so for over 7 months now, has been in an investigation phase. The Sonoma County Sheriff did announce about a month after it occurred that he was moving to terminate Charles Blount. However, that internal investigation is still underway, and Blount has since retired. Meanwhile, multiple investigations continue to play out, but they haven't reached a point of either a criminal charge.
Is there anything else about this lawsuit in particular that you think Sonoma County residents should understand?
I think it's an important case in general in that it makes this bigger allegation. Is there actually a pattern and practice of constitutional violations of sort of wrongful use of force in the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office? And that leads to transparency questions as well and accountability questions as well. If and when a deputy does something wrong, is there real and legitimate accountability that's imposed?